Our entrepreneur segment, which I'm delighted to note, for 2014, again, we're going to be sponsored by Wynn Trust Financial. From hotshot world traveling management consultant with Ernst & Young and then Accenture, she says that she was at the peak of her career and at the abyss of her health. There was a moment when she had to reevaluate everything about her life, and what she decided caused her to change everything involved in her life. Her name is Nancy Hildebrand, and welcome. Good to have you aboard.
Thanks, Bill. I'm super excited to be here.
Tell us about that moment when you came to terms with your life and realized change was in the order.
Absolutely. I had been saying for years that I needed to get off the road and take better care of myself, but it wasn't until my mother fell ill that I realized the impact that not taking care of myself could have, not just on my present time, but my future days.
She seemed healthy.
She was. She was. And in fact, because thanks to her incredibly high tolerance of pain, she lived with a grapefruit-sized tumor for months before any of us knew about it. So it was a shock, but at the same time, it just snapped everything into perspective for me.
And so you left the pay, the travel, the exhilaration, the steady income, the stability of that kind of a career, and entered what to me almost seems to be kind of a saturated sector. This is the fitness world, and you founded Pinnacle Fitness in Libertyville.
That's correct. And actually, I'm really glad that you brought up the point about it seems saturated, because you look around and it seems like there's a studio or a gym on every corner. But I want to share something really staggering with you, and that's that all the studies show that about 80% of Americans don't exercise regularly. And of that 80%, of the 20% who do, only about 5% are exercising rigorously on any given day.
Now, it's interesting because I think a lot of people, it's like buying a motorcycle or a boat. You join the club with great motivation and you go for 2 weeks and then suddenly it starts fading in the background and you realize, gosh, when was the last time you look at a bill, your monthly statement, and you're still being charged, but you realize you never go.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, when I opened my studio, there were a few similar businesses. Libertyville is a pretty active town, actually. And I think it was the December newsletter from the chamber. There were six more fitness businesses that opened. And so far, all these businesses are still open, as far as I can tell, since I moved up to Libertyville a little over 5 years ago. So there's definitely a market for it. The analogy that I like, or the picture I like to paint, is think of an elephant and think about ants. And the ants are the fitness studios or the gyms. There are so many people out there that need these services, that aren't getting these services. There's room for all of us.
What then is the distinguishing, differentiating value add to what you created in your business of Pinnacle Fitness?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we are a small facility. We're about just under 1,400 square feet. What's really great for people who are intimidated to go into a larger facility. They see a lot of equipment they don't know what to do with. They see people over in the weight room lifting heavy weights, and they think, oh my gosh, I can never do that. And they just go get on a treadmill or they get on a bike because they're very comfortable there. But like anything else, that will get redundant and tedious. And so, to your point, they may get bored and they stop going.
So I sense from you, you are a motivated, passionate person running your business. But is there some new way of doing it that you've created? Or is it just a woman with great passion and drive and enthusiasm running another fitness center?
It's a little bit of both, because there's a lot of great trainers out there. There's a lot of not so great trainers out there. And what I really want to do is create a community where people can come, feel comfortable, come as you are. You're going to be supported not just by me, by my team, by other people who are working out there as well. And that's really the value add. You might get that in a larger facility. You are less likely to get it in a larger facility. But I think this is why you see so many more smaller studios and gyms opening up.
Yeah, we have at least one that opened in Clarendon Hills, a little town where I live.
Yep.
Are you, in a way, doing this in testament to your mother as well?
In part, absolutely. She really motivated me to get active. I remember one brief conversation with her because she started working out in her 40s for exercise for the sake of exercise. Now, she raised three daughters, so she got to work out every day. But it wasn't
Were you the good daughter or you were the rebel?
Am I the what?
Were you the rebel daughter or the good little girl?
I'm sorry to say I was the good little girl.
Don't. That's fine. It's all right.
So I rebel where I can here and there, but, you know, well, I'm sure straight and narrow for the most part.
She realized you turned out okay. But go ahead. Go on.
Yeah. So I remember saying to her, she would go. She did Jazzercise when it first came out. 20 years later, she was still doing it, lifting weights. And again, she didn't start that. She was in her 60s when she started that. And I remember saying, Mom, how do you get out there? How do you go every day? And she says, you just go. And I didn't get it right away. It wasn't until later when I was starting this business and thinking about this, even before I quit the corporate world, that I thought, I need to get that mindset. So I started going and I started working with trainers and I got that mindset. And that's something I do want to pass along to my people. We're going to all have our bad days. Sometimes your workout's going to feel harder. Sometimes it's going to feel easier. Most of the time, you're not going to want to come in and work out. But just take that first step. Come in. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah. Nancy Hildebrand, let me ask you this. You decided to do this. You've done it now for how long? How long has it been in biz?
July of 12, so about a year and a half.
A year and a half. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have second thoughts, regrets, or do you even allow yourself to entertain those little whispers in your head that say, you know, yeah, you should have probably kept one foot back in that corporate side?
I read a really funny blog that says 5 things entrepreneurs won't tell you. And one of the things, the lead into the 5 points was that being an entrepreneur is probably the most manic depressive job you could have. Because 1 minute you're on the top of the world, everything's going great. And the next minute, you know, you're looking around and maybe these numbers aren't working and where's your next sale coming from? And you have all these thoughts. So that is just part of it. So if I wasn't so passionate about it, I think it would be a lot harder for me. So, yeah.
Where do you go from here? Are you content? Is this enough of a living that it's providing for you to sustain it for a while, or do you want to expand?
Right now, I want to get more people off the couch and into a fitness facility. Hopefully, mine will be top of the list, but if it's not, please, I really want them to get out, get active. It is never too late. And the other thing that I really love about my job is helping people realize that they're capable of so much more than they understand. A lot of people think, well, I can go walk on the treadmill, but I can't, you know, I can't lift weights. Yes, you can. I have women in their 60s doing push-ups. I mean, it's phenomenal. Just go out, do something, get started, be open-minded.
It's interesting to me how we need fitness centers these days, where it used to be 100 years ago, life was exercise. But
that's
now with all the labor-saving devices, we need to actually create time to go out and specifically make the bodies work in order to stay fit, keep the heart healthy, and everything else.
That's the other piece, is why I say it's the ant and the ants and the elephant again. All the studies show that figure isn't changing. It's not that more people are getting active. All the technology, all the time-saving devices. We are in the middle of an obesity epidemic. Our children are getting into an obesity epidemic. So something needs to change.
All right, it's called Pinnacle Fitness. Nancy Hildebrand runs it. You'll probably recognize her when you go in because she's the one giving off 400 watts of energy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
By the way, how about the website?
The website is getfitatpinnacle, GETFITAT spelled out, or you can just find us on Facebook at Pinnacle Fitness Libertyville. Our website, phone number, all that good contact information can be found there.
Thanks, Nancy.